Capítulo de trabajo.
Work chapter.
Diálogo. Buscar trabajo.
Looking for work dialogue.
A continuación, se escuchará un diálogo en inglés entre un migrante que busca trabajo y el empleador en el campo.
Good day. How are you, sir?
Okay. Can I help you with something?
I was wondering if you have any work.
What kind of work are you looking for?
Farm work.
Do you have any experience?
I've picked tomatoes, watermelons, and peaches.
I need some squash pickers.
For how long?
6 days a week for 7 weeks.
And the hours?
7 to dusk.
What's the pay?
We pay the minimum wage of $6.55 an hour.
When can I start?
Tomorrow morning at 7.
Okay, where should I go?
Meet at the packing shed.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Análisis del diálogo. Buscar trabajo.
Breakdown of looking for work dialogue.
Un punto importante a tomar en cuenta es que las conversaciones en este CD usan el inglés típico que habla la gente en los pueblos de nuestro estado. Así como los acentos y las pronunciaciones de ciertas palabras varían entre personas, pueblos y regiones de los Estados Unidos. Por ejemplo, para decir usted o tú, en inglés se dice
you.
Pero algunas personas dirán
ya. Yeah.
También para decir ustedes, en inglés formal se dice
you.
Pero en ciertos lugares usted escuchará
y'all.
You guys.
You guys.
Para indicar ustedes. Para las personas que están leyendo, sh debe sonar como sh, como en el caso de Xochimilco. K debe sonar como C, como en el caso de la palabra casa. A continuación, se repite el diálogo para que pueda practicar. La primera vez se dirá la frase en inglés al ritmo normal. Después, se traducirá la frase al español. Luego, se repetirá la frase en inglés a un ritmo lento con tiempo para que usted pueda repetirla. Finalmente, se repetirá la frase en inglés al ritmo normal.
Good day. How are you, sir?
Buenos días. ¿Cómo está usted, señor?
Good day. How are you, sir? Good day. How are you, sir?
Okay. Can I help you with something?
Bien. ¿Le puedo ayudar con algo?
Okay. Can I help you with something? Okay. Can I help you with something?
I was wondering if you have any work.
Me preguntaba si había trabajo.
I was wondering if you have any work. I was wondering if you have any work.
What kind of work are you looking for?
¿Qué tipo de trabajo busca?
What kind of work are you looking for? What kind of work are you looking for?
I am looking for farm work.
Busco trabajo en el campo.
I am looking for farm work. I am looking for farm work.
Do you have any experience?
¿Tiene experiencia?
Do you have any experience? Do you have any experience?
I've picked tomatoes, watermelon, and peaches.
He recogido tomates, sandía, y duraznos.
I've picked tomatoes, watermelon, and peaches. I've picked tomatoes, watermelon, and peaches.
I need some squash pickers.
Necesito algunas personas para recoger calabazas.
I need some squash pickers. I need some squash pickers.
For how long?
¿Por cuánto tiempo?
For how long? For how long?
6 days a week for 7 weeks.
6 días a la semana por 7 semanas.
6 days a week for 7 weeks. 6 days a week for 7 weeks.
What are the hours?
¿Cuáles son las horas?
What are the hours? What are the hours?
7 to dusk.
7 hasta el anochecer.
7 to dusk. 7 to dusk.
What's the pay?
¿Cuál es el pago?
What's the pay? What's the pay?
We pay the minimum wage of $6.55 an hour.
Pagamos el pago mínimo de $6.55 la hora.
We pay the minimum wage of $6.55 an hour. We pay the minimum wage of $6.55 an hour.
When can I start?
¿Cuándo puedo empezar?
When can I start? When can I start?
Tomorrow morning at 7.
Mañana por la mañana a las 7.
Tomorrow morning at 7. Tomorrow morning at 7.
Okay, where should I go?
Está bien. ¿A dónde debo ir?
Okay, where should I go? Okay, where should I go?
Meet at the packing shed.
Nos vemos al lado del área de empaque.
Meet at the packing shed. Meet at the packing shed.
All right, thank you.
Está bien, gracias.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Hasta mañana.
See ya tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Vocabulario. Escena, buscar trabajo.
Vocabulary for looking for work scene.
I was wondering if you have any work.
Me preguntaba si usted tiene algún trabajo.
I was wondering if you have any work. I was wondering if you have any work.
What kind of work are you looking for?
¿Qué clase de trabajo está buscando?
What kind of work you're looking for? What kind of work you're looking for?
I'm looking for farm work.
Yo estoy buscando trabajo en el campo.
I am looking for farm work. I am looking for farm work.
Construction.
Construcción.
Construction. Construction.
Landscaping work.
Trabajo en jardinería.
Landscaping work. Landscaping work.
Nursery work.
Trabajo en viveros.
Nursery work. Nursery work.
Carpentry.
Carpintería.
Carpentry. carpentry.
Do you have any experience?
¿Tiene usted alguna experiencia?
Do you have any experience? Do you have any experience?
I've picked tomatoes, watermelon, and peaches.
Yo he recogido tomates, sandía y duraznos.
I've picked tomatoes, watermelon, and peaches. I've picked tomatoes, watermelon, and peaches.
Squash.
Calabaza.
Squash. Squash.
Tobacco.
Tabaco.
Tobacco. Tobacco.
Cucumbers.
Pepinos.
Cucumbers. Cucumbers.
Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Cilantro. Cilantro.
Onions.
Cebollas.
Onions.
I need some squash pickers.
Necesito algunas personas que recojan calabazas.
I need some squash pickers. I need some squash pickers.
Onion pickers.
Recogedores de cebollas.
Onion pickers. Onion pickers.
Construction workers.
Trabajadores de construcción.
Construction workers. Construction workers.
Planters.
Plantadores.
Planters. Planters.
When can I start?
¿Cuándo puedo empezar?
When can I start? When can I start?
What are the hours?
¿Cuáles son las horas?
What are the hours? What are the hours?
What's the pay?
¿Cuál es el pago?
What's the pay? What's the pay?
How much do you pay?
¿Cuánto paga?
How much do you pay? How much do you pay?
How much do you pay per hour?
¿Cuánto paga por hora?
How much do you pay per hour? How much do you pay per hour?
Tomorrow morning at 7.
Mañana a las 7 de la mañana.
Tomorrow morning at 7. Tomorrow morning at 7.
Okay, where should I go?
Bueno, ¿a dónde debo ir?
Okay, where should I go? Okay, where should I go?
Meet at the packing shed.
Llegue al área de empacado.
Meet at the packing shed. Meet at the packing shed.
Prueba de la escena. Buscar trabajo.
Quiz for looking for work scene.
Pregunta número 1. ¿Cómo se dice busco trabajo en inglés? Respuesta.
I was wondering if you have any work.
O.
I'm looking for work.
O.
I'm looking for a job.
Pregunta número dos. ¿Qué quiere decir?
Farm work.
Respuesta. Trabajo en el campo. Pregunta número 3. ¿Cómo se dice cuánto paga en inglés? Respuesta.
What's the pay?
O.
How much is the pay?
O.
What's the rate of pay?
Pregunta número 4. Favor de decir los nombres de 5 verduras en inglés. Ejemplo.
Tomato, squash, onions, cucumbers, peppers.
Repetición del diálogo. Buscar trabajo.
Repeat of looking for work dialogue.
Good day. How are you, sir?
Okay. Can I help you with something?
I was wondering if you have any work.
What kind of work are you looking for?
Farm work.
Do you have any experience?
I've picked tomatoes, watermelons, and peaches.
I need some squash pickers.
For how long?
6 days a week for 7 weeks.
And the hours?
7 to dusk.
What's the pay?
We pay the minimum wage of $6.55 an hour.
When can I start?
Tomorrow morning at 7.
Okay, where should I go?
Meet at the packing shed.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Diálogo. En el lugar de trabajo.
At work dialogue.
A continuación se escuchará un diálogo en inglés entre empleador y empleado.
Hey, make sure you only pick the red ones and not the green ones.
What about the size?
Doesn't matter, as long as they're red.
Okay, no problem.
Go forward a little bit with the tractor.
Is this okay?
No, back a little.
Like this?
Yeah, that's good. I need you to take the red bucket to the packing shed.
Where do you want me to put it?
Next to the ladder on the right side.
What else do you need me to do?
Bring back 3 of the brown picking bags.
Where are they?
You should find them to the left of the shovels, behind the tractor, and next to the wall.
Vocabulario. Escena. En el lugar de trabajo.
Vocabulary for at-work dialogue scene.
Colors, size, descriptions.
Colores, tamaño, descripciones.
Colors, size, descriptions. Colors, size, descriptions. The green ones.
Los verdes.
The green ones. The green ones. The red ones.
Los rojos.
The red ones. The red ones. The brown ones.
Los café.
The brown ones. The brown ones. The small ones.
Los pequeños.
The small ones. The small ones. The large ones.
Los grandes.
The large ones. The large ones. The ripe ones.
Los maduros.
The ripe ones. The ripe ones. They're not ripe.
Estos no están maduros.
They're not ripe. They're not ripe. They're overripe.
Estos están muy maduros.
They're overripe. They're overripe. They're rotten.
Estos están podridos.
They're rotten. They're rotten. They're too wet.
Estos están muy mojados.
They're too wet. They're too wet. They're too dry.
Estos están muy secos.
They're too dry. They're too dry.
Directions.
Instrucciones.
Directions. Directions. Go forward.
Vaya hacia adelante.
Go forward. Go forward. Go back.
Retroceda.
Go back. Go back. Go to the side.
Vaya hacia el lado.
Go to the side. Go to the side. Go over a little.
Adelante un poquito.
Go over a little. Go over a little. To your right.
A su derecha.
To your right. To your right. To your left.
A su izquierda.
To your left. To your left. In front of.
Enfrente de.
In front of. In front of. Behind.
Detrás de.
Behind. Behind. Next to.
A la par de.
Next to. Next to.
Commands.
Comandos.
Commands. Commands. Go get.
Vaya a traer.
Go get. Go get. The bucket.
La cubeta.
The bucket. The bucket. The shovel.
La pala.
The shovel. The shovel. The bag.
La bolsa.
The bag. The bag. The hoe.
El asadón.
The hoe. The hoe. Bring me the.
Tráigame el. La.
Bring me the. Bring me the. The hose.
La manguera.
The hose. The hose. The tractor.
El tractor.
The tractor. The tractor. The ladder.
La escalera.
The ladder. The ladder. Pick the.
Recoja el, la, los.
Pick the. Pick the. Ripe ones only.
Solamente los maduros.
Ripe ones only. Ripe ones only. The big ones.
Los grandes.
The big ones. The big ones. Don't pick the.
No recoja los.
Don't pick the. Don't pick the. Green ones.
Verdes.
Green ones. Green ones. The small ones.
Los pequeños.
The small ones. The small ones.
Prueba de la escena. En el lugar de trabajo.
Quiz for at work dialogue scene.
Pregunta número uno. ¿Cómo se dice recoge en inglés? Respuesta.
Pick.
Pregunta número dos. ¿Qué quiere decir?
Go get the green bucket.
Respuesta. Vaya a traer la cubeta verde. Pregunta número tres. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés, dónde lo pongo? Respuesta.
Where should I put it?
Pregunta número cuatro. ¿Qué significa?
Bring me the ladder.
Respuesta. Tráigame la escalera. Pregunta número cinco. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés dónde está? Respuesta.
Where is it?
Repetición del diálogo. En el lugar de trabajo.
Repeat of at work dialogue.
Hey, make sure you only pick the red ones and not the green ones.
What about the size?
Doesn't matter, as long as they're red.
Okay, no problem.
Go forward a little bit with the tractor.
Is this okay?
No, back a little.
Like this?
Yeah, that's good. I need you to take the red bucket to the packing shed.
Where do you want me to put it?
Next to the ladder on the right side.
What else do you need me to do?
Bring back three of the brown picking bags.
Where are they?
You should find them to the left of the shovels, behind the tractor, and next to the wall.
Capítulo. Comida.
Eating chapter.
Diálogo. Ordenar en la tienda de sándwiches.
Ordering at sandwich shop dialogue.
A continuación se escuchará un diálogo entre un migrante y una trabajadora de una tienda de sándwiches.
Can I help you?
Can I get an Italian sandwich?
What kind of bread you want?
Wheat.
What size?
6-inch.
You want it toasted?
No, thanks.
What kind of cheese do you want on that?
Provolone.
What do you want on it?
I want lettuce, tomato, extra onion, extra jalapeno peppers, oil and vinegar, salt, pepper, and oregano.
Do you want to make it a meal?
Just a drink.
Is it for here or to go?
Here.
It'll be $5.29.
Thank you.
Análisis del diálogo. Ordenar en la tienda de sándwiches.
Breakdown of ordering at sandwich shop dialogue.
Algunos puntos a tomar en cuenta sobre las pronunciaciones de esta conversación. Se dice
kind of
como una manera corta para decir las palabras
kind of,
que en español significa tipo de. Además se dice
what a,
en lugares de las palabras
what do.
Muchas personas en los Estados Unidos hablan de manera rápida, lo que resulta que en la conversación las palabras distintas parecen ser una sola palabra. Por ejemplo, por escrito, me voy a, en inglés es
I am going to.
O
I'm going to.
Pero parece que dice
I'm gonna.
Otro ejemplo, por escrito, yo quiero hacer, en inglés es
I want to.
Pero se dice
I wanna.
A continuación, se repite el diálogo para que pueda practicar. La primera vez se dirá la frase en inglés al ritmo normal. Después, se traducirá la frase al español. Luego, se repetirá la frase en inglés a un ritmo lento con tiempo para que usted pueda repetirla. Finalmente, se repetirá la frase en inglés al ritmo normal.
Can I help you?
¿En qué puedo servirle?
Can I help you? Can I help you?
Can I get an Italian sandwich?
Me gustaría un sándwich italiano.
Can I get an Italian sandwich? Can I get an Italian sandwich?
What kind of bread you want?
¿Con qué clase de pan lo quiere?
What kind of bread you want? What kind of bread you want?
Wheat.
De trigo.
Wheat. Wheat.
What size?
¿Qué tamaño?
What size? What size?
6 inch.
6 pulgadas.
6 inch. 6 inch.
You want it toasted?
¿Lo quiere tostado?
You want it toasted? You want it toasted?
No, thanks.
No, gracias.
No, thanks. No, thanks.
What kind of cheese do you want on that?
¿Qué clase de queso quiere en él?
What kind of cheese do you want on that? What kind of cheese do you want on that?
Provolone.
Provolone.
Provolone. Provolone.
What else do you want on it?
¿Con qué más lo quiere?
What else do you want on it? What else do you want on it?
I want lettuce, tomato, extra onion, extra jalapeno peppers, oil and vinegar, salt, pepper, and oregano.
Me gustaría lechuga, tomate, extra cebolla, extra jalapeño, aceite y vinagre, sal, pimienta y orégano.
I want lettuce, tomato, extra onion, extra jalapeño peppers, oil and vinegar, salt, pepper, and oregano. I want lettuce, tomato, extra onion, extra jalapeno peppers, oil and vinegar, salt, pepper, and oregano.
Do you want to make it a meal?
¿Quiere un combo?
Do you want to make it a meal? Do you want to make it a meal?
Just a drink.
Solamente una bebida.
Just a drink. Just a drink.
Is it for here or to go?
¿Lo quiere para comer aquí o para llevar?
Is it for here or to go? Is it for here or to go?
Here.
Para comer aquí.
Here. Here.
It'll be $5.29.
Son $5.29.
It'll be $5.29.
It'll be $5.29.
Thanks.
Gracias.
Thanks. Thanks.
Vocabulario. Escena. Ordenar en una tienda de sándwiches.
Vocabulary for ordering at sandwich shop scene.
Can I get?
¿Podría darme?
Can I get? Can I get? Ham sub.
Sub de jamón.
Ham sub. Ham sub. Turkey breast.
De pechuga de pavo.
Turkey breast. Turkey breast. Roast beef.
Carne asada.
Roast beef. Roast beef. Meatball marinara.
Albóndigas marinara.
Meatball marinara. Meatball marinara. Steak and cheese.
Bistec y queso.
Steak and cheese. Steak and cheese. Chicken.
Pollo.
Chicken. Chicken.
What kind of bread?
¿Qué clase de pan?
What kind of bread? What kind of bread? I want.
Yo quiero.
I want. I want. Italian.
Italiano.
Italian. Italian. Wheat.
De trigo.
Wheat. Wheat. Honey oat.
Avena con miel.
Honey oat. Honey oat. Italian herbs and cheese.
Hierbas italianas y queso.
Italian herbs and cheese. Italian herbs and cheese. Wrap.
Wrap.
Wrap. Wrap.
What kind of cheese?
¿Qué clase de queso?
What kind of cheese? What kind of cheese? I want.
Yo quiero.
I want. I want. Provolone.
Provolone.
Provolone. Provolone. Monterey Jack.
Monterey Jack.
Monterey Jack. Monterey Jack. American.
Americano.
American. American.
What do you want on it?
¿Qué le gustaría en el sándwich?
What do you want on it? What do you want on it? I want.
Yo quiero.
I want. I want. Lettuce.
Lechuga.
Lettuce. Lettuce. Tomato.
Tomate.
Tomato. Tomato. Cucumber.
Pepino.
Cucumber. Cucumber. Pickles.
Pepinillos.
Pickles. Pickles. Banana peppers.
Peperón chino.
Banana peppers. Banana peppers. Jalapeno peppers.
Chile jalapeño.
Jalapeño peppers. Jalapeño peppers. Olives.
Aceitunas.
Olives. Olives. Onions.
Cebollas.
Onions. Onions. Mayonnaise.
Mayonesa.
Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. Mustard.
Mostaza.
Mustard. Mustard. Oil and vinegar.
Aceite y vinagre.
Oil and vinegar. Oil and vinegar. Salt.
Sal.
Salt. Salt. Pepper.
Pimiento.
Pepper. Pepper. Oregano.
Orégano.
Oregano. Oregano.
What do you want to drink?
¿Qué quiere para tomar?
What do you want to drink? What do you want to drink? I want.
Yo quiero.
I want. I want. Juice.
Jugo.
Juice. Juice. Milk.
Leche.
Milk. Milk. Water.
Agua.
Water. Water. Soda.
Soda.
Soda. Soda.
Prueba de la escena. Ordenar un sándwich en la tienda.
Quiz for ordering at sandwich shop scene.
Pregunta número uno. ¿Cómo pediría un sándwich de pavo con lechuga, tomate, cebolla, mayonesa, sal y pimienta? Respuesta.
Can I get a turkey sandwich with lettuce, tomatoes, onions, mayonnaise, salt and pepper, please?
Pregunta número dos. Favor de nombrar dos tipos de pan en inglés. Respuesta. Ejemplo.
Italian. Wheat, honey oat, Italian herbs and cheese, wrap.
Pregunta número tres. ¿Cómo pediría un sándwich tostado de pollo con queso provolone, aceitunas, pepino, orégano, aceite y vinagre y un vaso de leche para beber? Respuesta.
Can I get a toasted chicken sandwich with provolone cheese, olives, pepper, oregano, oil and vinegar, and some milk to drink, please?
Pregunta número cuatro. ¿Qué quiere decir?
Want to make it a meal?
Respuesta. ¿Quiere un combo? Repetición del diálogo. Ordenar en la tienda de sándwiches.
Repeat of ordering at sandwich shop dialogue.
Can I help you?
Can I get an Italian sandwich?
What kind of bread you want?
Wheat.
What size?
6-inch.
You want it toasted?
No, thanks.
What kind of cheese do you want on that?
Provolone.
What do you want on it?
I want lettuce, tomato, extra onion, extra jalapeno peppers, oil and vinegar, salt, pepper, and oregano.
Do you want to make it a meal?
Just a drink.
Is it for here or to go?
Here.
It'll be $5.29.
Thank you.
Capítulo. La tienda.
Store chapter.
Diálogo. Pagar en la caja del supermercado.
Supermarket checkout dialogue.
A continuación se escuchará un diálogo entre un migrante y el cajero en el supermercado.
How you doing today?
Okay, thanks.
Did you find everything okay?
Yes. Excuse me, why are the avocados so much?
It says that they're $2.35 a pound.
But on the sign it says they're on sale for $2 a pound.
Okay, let me check. You're right. It didn't show up on the system. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
Análisis del diálogo. Pagar en la caja del supermercado.
Breakdown of supermarket checkout dialogue.
A continuación, se repite el diálogo para que pueda practicar. La primera vez se dirá la frase en inglés al ritmo normal. Después, se traducirá la frase al español. Luego, se repetirá la frase en inglés a un ritmo lento con tiempo para que usted pueda repetirla. Finalmente, se repetirá la frase en inglés al ritmo normal.
How you doing today?
¿Cómo está?
How you doing today? How you doing today?
Okay, thanks.
Bien, gracias.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thanks.
Did you find everything okay?
¿Encontró todo bien?
Did you find everything okay? Did you find everything okay?
Yes.
Sí.
Yes. Yes. Excuse me, why are the avocados so much?
Disculpe, ¿por qué cuestan tanto los aguacates?
Excuse me. Why are the avocados so much? Excuse me, why are the avocados so much?
It says that they're $2.35 a pound.
Dice que la libra cuesta $2.35.
It says that they're $2.35 a pound. It says that they're $2.35 a pound.
But on the sign it says they're on sale for $2 a pound.
Pero en el letrero dice que están de oferta a $2 por libra.
But on the sign it says they're on sale for $2 a pound. But on the sign it says they're on sale for $2 a pound.
Okay, let me check.
Está bien, déjeme revisar.
Okay, let me check. Okay, let me check. You're right. It didn't show up on the system. I'm sorry.
Usted está en lo correcto. El sistema no lo muestra. Lo siento.
You're right. It didn't show up on the system. I'm sorry. You're right. It didn't show up on the system. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
Está bien. Gracias.
That's okay. Thank you. That's okay. Thank you.
Vocabulario. Escena. Pagar en la caja del supermercado.
Vocabulary for supermarket checkout scene.
Excuse me.
Perdone.
Excuse me.
How much are the?
¿Cuánto cuestan los, las?
How much are the? How much are the?
Bananas.
Bananas.
Bananas. Bananas.
Apples.
Manzanas.
Apples. Apples.
Carrots.
Zanahorias.
Carrots. Carrots.
Potatoes.
Papas.
Potatoes. Potatoes.
Grapes.
Uvas.
Grapes. Grapes.
Sign.
Letrero.
Sign. Sign.
Pound.
Libra.
Pound. Pound.
Prueba de la escena. Pagar en la caja del supermercado.
Quiz for supermarket checkout scene.
Pregunta número uno. ¿Qué diría usted si cree que un precio está equivocado? Respuesta.
Excuse me, is that the right price?
Oh.
I'm sorry, can you check to see if that's the correct price?
Pregunta número dos. ¿Cómo se escriben los precios de las verduras y frutas? Respuesta. Precios por libra u onzas. Pregunta número tres. ¿Qué quiere decir?
Let me check.
Respuesta. Déjeme revisar. Pregunta número cuatro. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? ¿Puede usted verificar el precio de los aguacates? Respuesta.
Would you mind checking on the price of the avocados?
Oh,
excuse me, could you please check if the price of the avocados is correct?
Repetición del diálogo. Pagar en la caja del supermercado.
Repeat of supermarket checkout dialogue.
How are you doing today?
Okay, thanks.
Did you find everything okay?
Yes. Excuse me, why are the avocados so much?
It says that they're $2.35 a pound.
But on the sign it says they're on sale for $2 a pound.
Okay, let me check. You're right. It didn't show up on the system. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
Diálogo A. Devolución en la tienda.
Store return dialogue A.
A continuación se escuchará un diálogo entre el cajero y un migrante.
Exchange or return?
Exchange.
Do you have the receipt?
Here it is.
What's the problem?
It's the wrong size.
Okay. Go and bring back the right size.
Okay. I got the right size.
Sign here.
Análisis del diálogo A. Devolución, intercambio en la tienda.
Breakdown of store return. Exchange, dialogue A.
A continuación, se repite el diálogo para que pueda practicar. La primera vez se dirá la frase en inglés al ritmo normal. Después, se traducirá la frase al español. Luego, se repetirá la frase en inglés a un ritmo lento con tiempo para que usted pueda repetirla. Finalmente, se repetirá la frase en inglés al ritmo normal.
Exchange or return.
¿Quiere cambiarlo o devolverlo?
Exchange or return. Exchange or return.
Exchange.
Cambiarlo.
Exchange. Exchange.
Do you have the receipt?
¿Tiene el recibo?
Do you have the receipt? Do you have the receipt?
Here it is.
Aquí está.
Here it is. Here it is.
What's the problem?
¿Cuál es el problema?
What's the problem? What's the problem?
It's the wrong size.
Es de la talla equivocada.
It's the wrong size. It's the wrong size.
Okay. Go and bring back the right size.
Muy bien. Puede ir y traer uno de la talla correcta.
Okay. Go and bring back the right size. Okay. Go and bring back the right size.
Okay. I got the right size.
Está bien. Tengo la talla correcta.
Okay. I got the right size. Okay. I got the right size.
Sign here.
Firme aquí.
Sign here. Sign here.
Diálogo B. Devolución en la tienda.
Store return dialogue B.
A continuación, se escuchará un diálogo entre el cajero y un migrante.
Exchange or return?
Return.
What's the problem?
This radio isn't working right.
What's wrong with it?
The CD player won't work.
I don't think that's covered by the warranty. I don't think you can return it.
Could I speak to your manager?
What seems to be the problem?
I got this radio, but the CD player doesn't work.
Do you have the receipt?
Yeah, here it is.
Do you want to exchange it?
No, I'd like to return it.
For cash, credit, or debit?
Cash, please.
Do you have an ID?
I'm sorry, what for?
This was bought by a card. I need to verify that you're the purchaser.
Okay, here you go.
Here's your money. Sorry about the problem, sir.
It's okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Análisis del diálogo B. Devolución en la tienda.
Breakdown of store return dialogue B.
A continuación, se repite el diálogo para que pueda practicar. La primera vez se dirá la frase en inglés al ritmo normal. Después, se traducirá la frase al español. Luego, se repetirá la frase en inglés a un ritmo lento con tiempo para que usted pueda repetirla. Finalmente, se repetirá la frase en inglés al ritmo normal.
Exchange or return.
¿Quiere cambiarlo o devolverlo?
Exchange or return. Exchange or return.
Return.
Devolverlo.
Return. Return.
What's the problem?
¿Cuál es el problema?
What's the problem? What's the problem?
This radio isn't working right.
Esta radio no está funcionando bien.
This radio isn't working right. This radio isn't working right.
What's wrong with it?
¿Cuál es el problema que tiene?
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it?
The CD player won't work.
El tocador de CD no funciona.
The CD player won't work. The CD player won't work.
I don't think that's covered by the warranty. I don't think you can return it.
Creo que la garantía no lo cubre. Creo que no puede devolverlo.
I don't think that's covered by the warranty. I don't think you can return it. I don't think that's covered by the warranty. I don't think you can return it.
Could I speak to your manager?
¿Podría hablar con el gerente?
Could I speak to your manager? Could I speak to your manager?
What seems to be the problem?
¿Cuál es el problema?
What seems to be the problem? What seems to be the problem?
I got this radio, but the CD player doesn't work.
Compré este radio, pero el tocador de CD no funciona.
I got this radio, but the CD player doesn't work. I got this radio, but the CD player doesn't work.
Do you have the receipt?
¿Tiene el recibo?
Do you have the receipt? Do you have the receipt?
Yeah, here it is.
Sí, aquí está.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah, here it is.
Do you want to exchange it?
¿Le gustaría cambiarlo?
Do you want to exchange it? Do you want to exchange it?
No, I'd like to return it.
No, me gustaría devolverlo.
No, I'd like to return it. No, I'd like to return it.
For cash, credit, or debit?
¿Quiere efectivo, crédito, o débito?
For cash, credit, or debit? For cash, credit, or debit?
Cash, please.
Efectivo, por favor.
Cash, please. Cash, please.
Do you have an ID?
¿Tiene usted una identificación?
Do you have an ID? Do you have an ID?
I'm sorry. What for?
Lo siento. ¿Para qué la necesita?
I'm sorry. What for? I'm sorry. What for?
This was bought by a card. I need to verify that you are the purchaser.
Esto fue comprado con una tarjeta. Necesito verificar que usted es el comprador.
This was bought by a card. I need to verify that you are the purchaser. This was bought by a card. I need to verify that you are the purchaser.
Okay, here you go.
Muy bien, aquí está.
Okay, here you go. Okay, here you go.
Here's your money. Sorry about the problem, sir.
Aquí está su dinero. Lo siento por el problema, señor.
Here's your money. Sorry about the problem, sir. Here's your money. Sorry about the problem, sir.
It's okay.
Está bien.
It's okay. It's okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Gracias. Que tenga un buen día.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you. Have a good day.
Vocabulario. Escena. Devolución. Intercambio en la tienda.
Vocabulary for store return scenes.
Exchange.
Intercambio.
Exchange. Exchange. Return.
Devolver.
Return. Return. Receipt.
Recibo factura.
Receipt. Receipt. What's the problem?
¿Cuál es el problema?
What's the problem? What's the problem? It's the wrong size.
Es de la talla equivocada.
It's the wrong size. It's the wrong size. It's too big.
Es demasiado grande.
It's too big. It's too big. It's too small.
Es muy pequeña.
It's too small. It's too small. It doesn't work.
No funciona.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's broken.
Está quebrado.
It's broken. It's broken. It's the wrong color.
Es el color equivocado.
It's the wrong color. It's the wrong color. Credit, debit, cash.
Crédito, débito, efectivo.
Credit, debit, cash. Credit, debit, cash.
prueba de la escena. Devolución, intercambio en la tienda.
Quiz for store return scenes.
Pregunta número uno. Si usted desea cambiar una camiseta por una más pequeña y de otro color, ¿qué diría? Respuesta.
Excuse me, I'd like to exchange this shirt for a smaller one in a different color, please.
Pregunta número dos. ¿Por qué es importante guardar el recibo? Respuesta. Para que pueda devolver o cambiar el producto. Pregunta número tres. Si usted desea devolver un artículo porque no funciona, ¿qué diría usted a la vendedora? Respuesta.
Excuse me, I'd like to return this because it doesn't work.
Pregunta número cuatro. Si usted desea devolver un artículo y la vendedora le dice...
Credit, debit, or cash.
¿Qué quiere decir? Respuesta. Crédito, débito, efectivo. Repetición del diálogo A. Devolución, intercambio en la tienda.
Repeat of store return dialogue A. Exchange or return?
Exchange.
Do you have the receipt?
Here it is.
What's the problem?
It's the wrong size.
Okay. Go and bring back the right size.
Okay. I got the right size.
Sign here.
Repetición del diálogo B. Devolución en la tienda.
Repeat of store return dialogue B.
Exchange or return?
Return.
What's the problem?
This radio isn't working right.
What's wrong with it?
The CD player won't work.
I don't think that's covered by the warranty. I don't think you can return it.
Could I speak to your manager?
Problem.
What seems to be the problem?
I got this radio, but the CD player doesn't work.
Do you have the receipt?
Yeah, here it is.
Do you want to exchange it?
No, I'd like to return it.
For cash, credit, or debit?
Cash, please.
Do you have an ID?
I'm sorry, what for?
This was bought by a card. I need to verify that you're the purchaser.
Okay, here you go.
Here's your money. Sorry about the problem, sir.
That's okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.